Hey there, Michael.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm dandy. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Doing all right. So, way back when we started the show, we had, you know, and we put out the call for people to submit topics and things that they wanted to talk with us about, and or things they wanted to hear us talk about. And so we, I was just kind of going through those as we were looking for some show topics to, you know, for today. And one of them stood out to me kind of in a new light, and that is basically talking about daily rituals that we have as far as, like, when we wake up, what do we, you know, are there any rituals that we do, you know, whether it be, you know, coffee, prayer, meditation, music, whatever, right?
We'd spoken with Dave Kalo a little bit about this in a previous episode as well, but it was more, it wasn't sort of morning rituals, just like rituals in general.
Yeah.
In an episode before.
Yeah. So what about you, Michael? What, do you have any, like, ritual that you do in the morning and kind of...
I think I would maybe expand on it a little bit. I think in the morning, I don't, because in the morning, I mean, I go out and like commute to a job, right? Like that I do full time. I don't really, I kind of will just get up, get dressed, leave. I mean, there's nothing exciting there, but I think maybe for the podcasting, maybe I do. Like, I will always have a drink to hand on, in one of my mugs or something. You know, I will make, there's certain things that I would do, like the way that I prepare the machine. Like I have my 11-inch MacBook Air, and I'll put all of the apps that I need onto one desktop. So I will make sure that I have a either a Moleskin or a Field Notes book for that individual show open with me, with whatever pen I'm choosing to use at that time.
Now, do you have a kind of page or section for each show, or do you actually have a book for each different show?
I have a book for each show.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And I have, each show has its own way that the show note pages are made. So, for example, the Enough, because I don't write the show notes for this, all I have is a book that just has dates that the episodes will be released, numbers and titles.
Okay.
And then, like, for example, the Bro Show, I take a double page title along the top, left hand column is topics, and then I have the right hand page is show notes, and then I draw a line towards the bottom where I put cut into two smaller boxes, so like maybe a quarter of the page. I draw a line, cut that in half, got app picks on one side, episode names on the other side. So like I have all these little, and you know, each show has its own style or of the way that the show notes are presented. And then I kind of go from there.
All right. Huh.
Oh, and then obviously plugging in the mic and making sure all that's set up properly. It's part of the ritual,
gotcha.
Too.
Gotcha. Well, for me, because my mornings are generally, especially during the weekday, there's definitely an order to things, but they all center around, you know, basically getting my little girl and wife out the door.
Yeah.
And sometimes me, but I generally don't set any appointments before, say, 10 a.m. When a lot of cases they, you know, my little girl's due at school at 8:15 a.m. So more often than not, and my wife has clients that, you know, oftentimes her client work and her work for the day starts after she drops off Beatrix. She goes straight there. So it makes more sense for her to take Beatrix, drop her off at school and go. And so obviously there's a routine there. If for no other reason than small children, for those of you who don't have them, actually thrive on routine. They really appreciate routine, and when that routine gets broken, it really kind of F's up their system. And so we try to keep a routine. Generally, Beatrix will wake up, come into our room, say the sun's on, because she's got this nightlight that is When it's time for bed, it turns on and is a moon. And then it remains on until the morning when it changes from a moon to a sun. And you can completely set the time that it comes on and the time that it changes and how long it stays on, the whole nine yards. It's great.
So if she's up before the sunlight comes on, in theory, she knows it's not time to leave her room yet.
Exactly.
Cool.
That's the theory. That's the goal, at least.
In practice.
Doesn't always work that way, but most of the time. And so she comes down and, you know, sun's on, and then she crawls into bed and snuggles with us for a few minutes. So she'll crawl in and get in between us, between my wife and I, and usually talk our ears off until we wake up. And so generally Bethany will get up and take her down to her room to get her dressed, and I'll go downstairs and let the dog out, feed the cat, start making her coffee, let the dog in, feed the dog, you know, and get all that going, and then bring a hot cup of coffee up to Bethany and, you know, pour one for myself. Usually at that point, Beatrix is, you know, pretty much done getting dressed, and then I bring Beatrix back downstairs with me, where then she usually watches a short show on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Dragon Tales these days. and then fix her a little bowl of cereal while she's doing that. And then Bethany is able to go and get dressed and get her stuff together and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, and the other thing I do is I make her school lunch and such. So yes, there's this ritual and this routine that happens there in the morning. But after they leave, it used to be that was my time to, even if I had a client at 10 or so, that was my time to go and kind of catch up, read RSS feeds, you know, decide on what gets posted in Minimum Mac for that day, if anything, and, you know, maybe read emails that have come in overnight, and, you know, maybe reply to a few if they're urgent, and really just a lot of catching up. Recently read a fantastic book called The Information Diet by Clay Johnson, and it's really, really great. I couldn't more highly recommend it, but it basically is about bringing a sane approach and a balanced approach to one's information consumption, whether that be news or Twitter or whatever, right? One of the strategies that he gives in the book, which I've decided to try out and I think really works out well, and that is instead of waking up and doing your thing and then spending the first hour of your day consuming, instead spend that same amount of time creating. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's for public consumption or not, whether it be writing in a journal or if you are familiar with The Artist's Way, doing morning pages, or there's this great service from a guy named Buster Benson called 750words.com, I believe, where every day it shoots you an email and reminds you to come and write 750 words every morning. Or, so that's great for writers. If you are a designer or a web developer, spend that hour doing stuff related to that, designing or developing, or, you know, if you're an artist, draw, but do something to create as opposed to consume, and start your day off that way and see how much better you feel about your day. And it really has made a difference. And I have been trying to be mindful of doing that, of starting off every day creating as opposed to consuming.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And he wrote a good blog post on this I'll link to, so that despite the fact that you should run out right away and buy this and read this wonderful book, you don't have to kind of get the gist and get the take on it.
Mm-hmm.
But really, really interesting stuff. And so I guess you could say that my morning ritual has changed somewhat because of that and for the better. This is also in line with I had a realization very, very recently. There was a while there that I was not necessarily down on my writing, but certainly kind of beginning to lose interest in some of the things I was writing about. And feeling like I was changing and just kind of losing some steam in some departments, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it dawned on me that while that may be true, part of that truth was coming from the fact and idea that I wasn't giving it the attention that it deserved. And I wasn't giving my writing the attention that it deserved. I certainly wasn't giving it the value that it generates. My writing is a significant portion, the majority portion of my income is made from my writing. And I was not treating it that way. I was not treating it the same way that, say, I would treat, you know, my consulting business clients and giving, you know, whereby they have traditionally received the priority. And if I had some free time, quote unquote, free time on my schedule, you know, and they have a need, I would, you know, fill in that free time with said need. It's like, okay, you know, next available appointment. Or if I had actually scheduled myself to do something writing related, I would completely shove that aside the opportunity, a client need came up, no matter how urgent or not. No more, right? Because I've gone from being a technology consultant who writes on the side to being a writer who does technology consulting on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had to leave one or the other, the technology consulting will get thrown to the curb quicker than anyone could save it.
Right. Right.
And the reason being is simply just economically, one makes me more, you know, one puts more food on my table than the other. And so if that's the case, then even more so why it should receive my first priority of the day. Even if 90% of the work that I do there might not see the light of day, right? And, you know, because it's not always the same thing, right? Sometimes it is, writing a bunch of stuff that is not publishable, you know, or might not be publishable, but could possibly one day be. I mean, so much of what ends up out there for a writer is stuff that was rescued from a cutting room floor. You know, that you wrote something down and here it is 2 months later and oh yeah, this was a good idea. I should think about this. I should expand on this. And so sometimes it's just a matter of allowing the space for those sorts of future ideas to happen. So,
food for thought, as always.
Yeah. So I think if anyone wants to explore that as a ritual. They really should read Information Diet. Is a good one. The Artist's Way, Julia Cameron's book, is another excellent treatise. You know, there are tons of tools and services out there to help.
So. Cool.
All right. Well, as always, very interesting. And, I find your moleskin usage fascinating, and now wish I gave you more things to fill that book with. So I think you may have just talked me into letting you do the show notes.
No, it's okay. The listeners will not get the level of show note that you provide.
Sometimes the show notes turn into pretty epic productions of massive scale.
Recently, I've done a couple, and I think people can probably tell when they're my show notes or when they're your show notes.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because I'm probably overly detailed.
But that's great, though.
Yeah. All right. Well, my friend, we'll chat later.
We will. Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.